Thank you. Well, today is a very practical lecture with no theoretical nonsense about it. This is the 14th lecture of the 3rd Joburg ACC, Tuesday, 14 February, AD 11. Happy St. Valentine's Day. There were two girls here who didn't accept that. Fundamentals of auditing, of course, are totally designed to handle fixations and changes of attention, as I have told you in a recent lecture. And attention is fixated or in a constant state of flux, of course, to the degree that a person is creating and is counter-creating. That's what the attention gets fixed on. Creates and the counter-creates. If you know those fundamentals, and if you understand them for what they are, you shouldn't have too much trouble with a case. Because all other things, such as the rudiments, such as havingness processes and all this sort of thing, tend to fall into line on that understanding. It's simply a matter of the case is fixed on masses, circuits, energies, and or is constantly fluctuating amongst them. And of course, these masses and energies and so forth, of course, created by the case. And the things that put them out of existence and make them unreal and so forth are, of course, created by the case. You have a man at war with himself. You have a girl at war with herself. The reason the process attack, of course, in the HAS co-audit works is because the more an individual goes downscale, the more obsessively he attacks on certain levels and points. Well, that attack, of course, is a method of counter-create. And you can count on most cases having more counter-create than they have create. They are more dedicated to counter-creation at this day and time than they are dedicated to creation. Now, in view of the fact that a case is in a state of unreality about the fact that he is doing it, that he is mocking these things up, on which he is then fixing his attention, Satan's very clever. You've also got such a situation as an individual knowing he's doing it or knowing he's not doing it. But of course, everybody knows he's not doing it. And so you have a level of processing in doingness. Doingness on creating. And one of the processes that you can get away with there is, what wouldn't you mind creating? What would you rather not create? That sort of a process. Now, doingness, beingness, doingness, and havingness, we have known about for a very long time. And you find out that we are dealing very strongly these days with enormous success at the level of havingness. And doingness, just above havingness, of course, has its own levels. The axiom of aberration is all doingness harms self. Everybody's been trying to prove that in this universe for a very long time. All doingness harms self. And you get doingness processes addressing this fact. You could even, if just thinking scientologically, you could just ask somebody, well, what liability would there be to doing something? Most elementary process. It sits right on the button of aberration, you see. Or what could you do that wouldn't be harmful to you? directly developed processes, which are developed immediately and at once from theory at a level of simplicity like this, have occasional astonishing workabilities. And they also fall flat because the person is so much more involved and is doing so many more complicated things than this that he's got to come up to these basic realities. So you can't expect such fundamental processes, or what are you willing to create, what would you rather not create, what doing this would be harmful, or what could you do that wouldn't ruin you. You can't expect these things to always buck in on the case, because the case is more complicated than this. It has taken these elements and has made tremendous complexities out of them. But if you know in which direction you're going, at least you have that in your favor. Now, beingness processes are more easily run than you think. And you can run a whole engram just by asking somebody, what in that incident would you be willing to be? That'll run a whole engram. But, of course, we have to have, primarily and fundamentally, the ability to be something. It's got to be there in some slight shreds before this thing can be used at all. And you would be utterly amazed. There are a great many people who can't be anything. So you, before you run such a process as that beingness process, you have to make a test. You have to say, look around here and find if there's anything in this room that you could be. And the individual, if he can't answer this in under 2 hours, of course he can't run an engram that way. Now, beingness, doingness, and havingness are the three zones, areas, levels of processing. Each one of them is so strong and so good that you could probably develop the entirety of processing rationale at beingness level. You could again develop the entire rationale of processing at doingness level. And once more, you could develop the entire rationale of processing at havingness level. These things are quite pervasive. But after a while, one of them merges into another one. And the individual begins to see the connections amongst them, and actually you need all three of them. Now, where the individual doesn't move under elementary rudiments, just your rudiments, going down the line on them, where you get no tone arm action, where you get no change of case response, it isn't necessarily true that the person is withholding having robbed the Bank of England in this lifetime. It's not necessarily true that this is the case, but it's probable. There's something there, they don't want the auditor to know anything about it. The PC, who doesn't move under a relatively thorough lineup on the rudiments, has some unusual or secret goal that he does not wish to impart to the auditor, or is just sitting there a total PTP. It's just 100% present time problem. So going over a case on the basis of rudiments, one takes it easy until he finds out that the pre-havingness scale, as you have been taught to use it, does not move the tone arm. In other words, why ask for trouble before you've got it? You go over the rudiments, you know, pretty well. You know, you ask them, you don't get any marked or wild drops, and the withholds don't seem to be there at any tremendous degree, and you pass on into a search of the pre-havingness scale. Now, you find where the PC lives, and you get one of his principal goals aligned, the formula of just, you've got the PC's goal, and it gets a nice drop, as gold does, so it's probably real to the PC. You convert this gold into a terminal. You make sure your terminal is dropping as well as the gold dropped. Put the terminal over on the pre-havingness scale and assess the pre-havingness scale with that terminal, and then run anything that fits that level. Now, you've been given commands. Actually, your instructors were more insistent on having commands for this than I was. But the truth of the matter is that there are basic commands on the pre-havingness scale. And these commands are the simplest possible command. It's what was blank for the positive points of the scale, and what blank failed for the failed points of the scale, or the negative points of the scale. Now, that's just the general command. Now, for a terminal, it's what, what man, let's say man was what was assessed as the gold's terminal, what man was blank, and it'd be what man failed. I haven't got these here in front of me here, just dreaming them up again. But these two commands would merely include the terminal. Let's take protected, fail to protect. What man was not protected is as good as you wish to get there. Or what protection failed man. Now, you're always trying to move in toward a repetitive command. Well, these happen to be the all bracket commands, and could be just repeated over and over and over for one level. In other words, what man was protected? What man was protected? What blank was blank? Now, there's literally dozens and dozens and dozens of ways that you could run the pre-havingness scale against the terminal. You've got the pre-havingness scale. Well, you could run 15 brackets against it if you wanted to. When have you protected a man? When has a man protected you? When has a man protected a man? When has a man protected another? When has another protected a man? When have others protected others? See, we're getting real fancy brackets here. There's ways and means of making up commands, don't you see? And you can make them up into a bracket. Now, that bracket, I won't quote you the rest of the bracket. There's a potentiality of 32 commands without a repetition to get in all possible brackets. Did you know there were that many? Well, it's fantastic. Factually, above 5, it becomes rather far-fetched. And a 5-way bracket is about the most that you care to have anything to do with. All right, let's say that you found the PC's long-standing, long-suffering goal. You wanted to do something hurriedly and immediately for the PC, give him a lot of hope and enthusiasm, get the show on the road. You go right on down through the rest of the rudiments. Don't pay too much attention to the wonders whether he has a present time problem or not. If it doesn't fall off the pin, why skip it, you know? And get him right on down into the pre-havingness scale, assess that terminal, and run a basic or fundamental command at that level. Now, you're going to have somebody taking off. Now, that's going to apply to about varying in different localities, but it'll apply to pretty close to 80 or 90% of your cases. The fellow knows something is happening. He is convinced of this. You hit it right on the button. Now, what do? Do you flatten this man to death? This terminal that you're running and so forth? Well, it's not necessary to do so, but I'd certainly run it until the tone arm slowed down. The tone arm's going to get a lot of motion at that level, and you had better run this until you take the motion out of the tone arm. Now, if you want to be a little fancier about it, you make a formula out of it. In other words, you don't take just the level that you found the fellow at, you take that and you take the level just below and you run 10 minutes of one and 10 minutes of the other, and you will find that these two between them will clean up an awful lot more track and bank. You've undercut it by one. It's making a formula out of it. Now, that's fine. Nothing wrong with that at all. Next thing you'd do would be to run another goals assessment with the greatest of care. Convert that next falling goal into a terminal and take that thing to pieces and take most of the tone arm motion out of it. Now, the tone arm motion comes out actually when the needle no longer falls when you say the thing to the person. You say man, and you get no needle reaction. Well, the probability is the tone arm isn't going to react much if you get no needle reaction. And that's safe to leave it. But you keep saying man, and the thing keeps theta-bopping. You just better run it, that's all. And if you found out you were wrong in just taking the one level, you could always add the other level, the one just below, and make a formula out of it and run it more thoroughly if this thing is giving you trouble, right? Now, that is a very satisfactory way to run a preclear. It's a brand new way to run a preclear, but it's very satisfactory to preclears. They get very excited about this. You've heard some of them, and some of you haven't. But let's say that we assessed it and we couldn't get much fall and the goal, we didn't get much of anything. And there wasn't very much action and not much recognition on the part of the PC, and there wasn't any motion on that tone arm. That's the test. When you ran this thing, you just didn't get any motion on the tone arm. Oh, now is the time, to go back and just beat those rudiments to death. There's no reason to beat rudiments to death on somebody who's perfectly willing to talk to you and who's in session. But you can be fairly well convinced, if you've done your job well of assessing a goal and trying to run it on the pre-havingness scale with any command. I don't care what command you use on the pre-havingness scale, by the way. I just don't care. You're going to find commands are real to the PC or they're not. And at the complex level of cases that you run into, you're going to have to shift commands occasionally. You're going to find somebody who can't possibly conceive doing anything to a man, but who can sure conceive automaticity galore of a man doing something to him. Well, you'd better run it in some fashion that permits it to go either way. Got the idea? Not what did a man do to you, what did a man do to you, this kind of thing. No, that would be very wrong. But at least run it. What did a man do? What did a man do? What did a man do? Got the idea? PC wakes up and finds out after a while he's a man. Now, you can adjust those commands. The commands you've got work on the bulk of the cases you've got. Well, let's get back to this rudiments thing. All right, you did everything right up to this point. If you are an excellent auditor, you always have the benign satisfaction that if the case didn't move with what you did, it's not wrong with you. There's something very unusual with the case. That's the satisfaction of being a good auditor. You don't sit around wondering if it's wrong with you. You know confounded well at this stage it must be wrong with the case. There is something you missed when you went over those rudiments, but this is wrong with the case, and it must be something very unusual if the case didn't progress from that point on. There must be some secret goal. There must be some tremendous withhold. There must be some fabulous present time problem or some huge ARC break. Something wrong, because I'll let you in on something. If goals, terminal, and pre-havingness scale don't work, and if the PC didn't get interested at that stage, he isn't about to be in session. because that is the most powerful case interest sequence that we've ever had. It throws people in over their heads with a crash. You pick the goal they're most interested in, and then find a terminal that fits that goal, that falls the same way, so they're very interested in this terminal too, and then fit it on the most interesting processing scale we've ever had, the pre-havingness scale, and the PC is still out of session? Oh, no. Mm-mm. There's something wrong here. Now is the time to beat your rudiments to pieces. Let's find out. Let's find out if there's a secret goal, a withheld goal of some kind or another. Let's find out if there's a great big present time problem the PC had better not mention. Let's find out if there's a huge ARC break or a great big withhold of some kind or another. You'll find them. That I promise you. You'll find them. Because they sit right there. Now, the first time you went by, you were perfectly willing to buy this case as an ordinary run-of-the-mill case. But the second time you go by, you're not willing to. Because you didn't get tone arm action. You've missed something. A case is not leveled with you because you have used the most powerful mechanism of getting a case in session that is now known. And the case didn't go into session, then something is keeping this person out of session. And that's all there is to that. And if you don't solve it on that whizzer, you'd better go at once to the CCHs and that's it. Don't go wasting the next 5 weeks trying to get something that you couldn't get in a reasonable 4 or 5 hours at the absolute outside. You got the idea? Don't waste time in processing this way. Just conclude you got a CCH case on your hands and that's it. And start running the CCHs. CCH 1, 2, 3, and 4. Run them all the way through. 1, 2, 3, and 4. And then you come back to 1, and you go through 2 and 3 and 4. You keep going through. That was the original way they were run, and the most successful, by the way. And how long do you spend on each? Well, you just wait for some kind of a change. Case changes a bit, and you smooth that change out so the case is not now changing, and run to the next one. You'll find out you run 1, minimal change, 2, minimal change, 3, bow, big change. So you kind of flatten out 3. You're going to be on 3 for quite a while now, you see. And you go to 4. And 4 shifts a bit. That's fine. Now you come back to 1, you find out it works. It's quite remarkable. The CCHs are run. CCH 1, CCH 2, CCH 3, CCH 4. If your intention is good and your duplication is good, and if your tone 40 auditing is right up to snuff, the CCHs will crack anything that walks. We know that. I'm talking to you empirically, not theoretically. Well, the reason for this is the attention of the PC was inadequate to do anything to the bank. The PC could not in any way, shape, or form control bank or attention. And that's why you didn't get any pre-having the scale terminal working. And this is why you couldn't get any withholds or secret goals or anything else off the case. That's why. Because your command has nothing to do with the PC. This PC is a total no-effect case. And nothing that you say has anything to do with the PC. And nothing the PC thinks has anything to do with the PC's case. Got this? What's in your road at this stage is simply the mechanics of how far south. And the common denominator of all very, very, very rough cases is nothing they think has any effect on anything. They're all on automatic. And what they've got left under analytical control is so scrappily tiny that it's a wonder they mowed it all. And what's the best thing? The best thing is to give them an example that control can exist and that duplication can exist. And when they see that control and duplication can exist, the very things which they know can't exist, you, of course, increase the person's havingness, but you also increase their alertness. You also increase their effectiveness. Now, do the CCHs, but you never do the CCHs for less than, 10, 15, 20, 25, 50 hours. I mean, that's a long haul. CCHs are a long haul. Just make up your mind to them. Now you come back and you start right in where you started before. Go through the rudiments. Find the PC's goal. Look under the pre-havingness scale for where that goal fits. Run it as a single liner formula. And you'll find the tone arm will move. Cases change. And the most powerful crowbars we've got to change them with are, of course, the CCHs. Now, this means that the auditor, somehow or another, never could get anybody into session, even though the case were a fairly good case. This means that if the auditor just somehow or other couldn't make much of an impingement on the PC, this means also that the CCHs aren't going to work on the PC either, because they depend on a tone 40 reach. That's why you've got to be good as an auditor, why your presence has got to be good as an auditor. When you say something, why, the PC knows they better answer up. Your presence is adequate to make something happen. Now, the reason I think cases are easier than you do is because I make a heavier and harder impingement on a PC than you do, even a stranger who doesn't even know me. Why? Basically, familiarity. Certainty. Certainty that something's going to happen. Not scared to confront him. Got the idea. You can get these things too. They're not a monopolized commodity. I don't think there are any psychiatrists in the world who are mad at me personally. I don't have very many enemies, fortunately. But I'll have to get back in space opera one of these days just to remedy my havingness of enemies. The only thing they hold against me is the fact that I show other people it can be done. And they, in their only one ivory towers, would rather have the world believe that it requires an intuitive skill, something that is beyond the ken of man. So they will tell you, well, Hubbard undoubtedly has a tremendous touch, tremendous intuitive. Of course, this other thing he's doing, he's a good man, and I'd let him process my wife any day, I mean, or me, doesn't matter. But teaching other people, that's very bad. Now, don't you fall for the same gag. It's presence, familiarity, the ability to reach, make an impact, knowing what you're doing, certainty, successes behind you, this sort of thing. Of course, to me, it's a personal affront if a PC doesn't move. I don't care what I'm running on him. I don't care if I'm dead wrong as far as his case is concerned. Easy. Man, when you're sitting in that PC's chair, you're supposed to move. The tone arm's supposed to move. Now move it. Come on. This happens, of course. I do a tremendous amount of research auditing. And that has to be audited, you know. Rather, does the process work? Has to be audited in such a way as not to tremendously unbalance the, you know, I want to know if the process is doing it, not something else. And it's hard to do sometimes when you're fairly good at auditing. It's hard to do. You can take a process that shouldn't work at all, and you're testing it negatively. And all of a sudden you realize you're auditing a PC, and the PC ought to move, and something ought to happen, and the next thing you know, why, he moves in spite of it. And you occasionally get bad research results. Therefore, I depend to a marked degree on research results on things on which I have a good subjective reality across the line of experience, and that you get case results with, and the HGCs get case results with. I'll swear by those, but that I get results with something doesn't particularly guarantee anything. Because you as an auditor, just by your presence and interest in the case, can produce tremendous changes in the case. I failed completely on a case one time, in my own estimation. It was a research and experimental case, but at the same time, I wanted to do something for the person. 10 years later, well, this fellow went along the line. I passed him over to another auditor and skipped it. 10 years later, this fellow was writing me and telling me that I audited him, and I've probably forgotten him. I never forget cases. But he never could understand why I passed him off to another auditor, because it was the most wonderful experience he'd ever had in his life. And it was unforgettable, and it had utterly changed his existence. And he didn't get any results with the person I turned him over to, but he took off from where I left him, and he's got a company that's making $250,000 a year now from having been a complete bum. 10 years later, I received this information. Well, I know now the only thing that possibly could have done anything for him whatsoever was auditor presence. And this fellow answered an ad in a newspaper, much like your test people do. There was no altitude involved. So it couldn't have been anything else but just the action of auditing. That's all it could have been. Somebody interested, and somebody making an impingement, and somebody actually changing his bank account. Not with anything, just the auditor. Got the idea? Now, it's true that technology is very important, and how to move the mind around, and how to change it, and how to better it. These things we couldn't do without these things. Don't underestimate them. But at the same time, you all by yourself can do tremendous things for a PC. Just you sitting there in a chair asking the PC questions can do a tremendous amount. Don't ever underestimate what you can do, because I don't underestimate what you can do, and I get disappointed in you every once in a while. You've at least got to get your 22.5%. So act like you're going to get that anyhow. And take off from there. Presence, confidence, interest. What you say goes. The CCHs depend on auditor presence more than any other set of processes. So if the same auditor has failed to break the case down and is yet capable of running the CCHs, it must be a pretty rough case, huh? Well, that's the kind of a case you would go back to the CCHs for. We're now talking about something on the order of about 6% of the cases that are walking around. It must be some very low percentage. The remainder of the cases, if your first pre-havingness rundown didn't work, getting the goal, you didn't get motion on the tone arm, so forth, you know you're up against rudiments. And you get those rudiments straightened out, you get this PC level with you, and all of a sudden Mr. PC's in session. Now go back and do the same thing again. You don't have to decline all the way down to the CCHs. But if in 4 or 5 hours you don't get anything significant off this case in the way of PTPs or secret goals or anything else, just figure out you've got no place else to go but the CCHs, and that's it. Because this PC hasn't got any command over his bank, and there is no significance on earth that will give him command over his bank There is the action of control and duplication. That will give him control over his bank. And it's got to be action. It's got to be doing this. You understand? You have such overwhelming processes here and this pre-having a scale that, wow, how can any fairly adept job fail to move even a fellow with a heavy withhold if you're going at it on goals and so forth? So you see, you're talking about a very small percentage when you're talking about the CCHs. All right. Now, what happens after you get this terminal that you have first chosen for the goals? Just to straighten out your minds on which way it goes, the lowest, of course, is the CCHs. Your next is a thorough knockdown of the rudiments. It isn't which one you do first. This is how they stand on the difficult level of cases. CCHs, heavy rudiments, goals searched out and run on the pre-havingness scale, and flatten down to a point where, when you say, protect a man, you get no reaction on the needle. You with me this far? Assess man again, and you very possibly will find it lower on the pre-havingness scale than it was before. You say, good heavens, I'm making him worse. No, you're just freeing up attention. And of course, the lowest zones of attention on any given terminal are not in sight when you first start auditing. The PC can actually experience a flop if you indifferently run the pre-havingness level you first found and didn't run it flat. He'll just go fine. He can even get on a manic and be splendid for 2 days and then fall on his silly head. You didn't flatten it, see? You just kind of re-stimulated it. You gave him a hope, and then his hope expires. So you flatten the level that you're at, or the formula that you're running, to a point where it doesn't react when you say, protect a man, or whatever the formula levels were. It doesn't react. You don't get a needle drop. You say, dandy. Now, don't think you're through with this man. You're not. Reassess it. And you very possibly will find it at no effect now. You'll find it someplace else. Make up a brand new formula and run man. Now, you can go that way just as such and keep on doing it over and over and over and not get in too much trouble. Not get in too much trouble. The only trouble you're going to get into is getting the guy out of PT, getting his PC out of PT too thoroughly. And after you've run one formula flat, it would be a very good thing if you found the PC's havingness command and introduced that at regular intervals into your auditing. He got the case whizzing. He'll stand for something now. He knows you can do something with him. So you've got time to sit on your laurels a little bit. Well, of course, the way you find a havingness command is a very simple thing. You will find havingness commands in order of tests for PCs. Now, the pre-havingness scale and the havingness command scale are entirely different things. These are havingnesses. After you've got one formula flat, you'd better find the havingness for this PC. I don't care what the formula you flattened was. You just better now go all out and do this. This is a very simple thing to do. To give you a very solid formula on this, you run about 5 commands and find out if it loosened up the needle. Havingness expresses itself on the needle. You ask the PC to squeeze the cans, and you notice how much the needle dropped. I don't care whether you change the sensitivity knob or not. You just find out how much it drops on a squeeze of the cans. You run a few commands of this havingness thing, this havingness group of commands, and have him squeeze the cans again. If it drops further, you've got it. If you've got the wrong one, it'll drop the same, but usually less. And you get off of it right now. You don't bridge off of that. He understands what you're doing. You're scouting for a havingness command. You don't say, I will give you two more commands and end this process. Well, look, you've already reduced his havingness by tightening up the needle, you see. You're going to give him two more commands of this thing, huh? Oh, no, you're not. No, you get off of it right now. Now you just go to the next one. There's another way of doing this using the pattern formulas like 13 and 15 and so forth, and that is you keep running failed help between the two if the case is running on failed help. There was another way of doing this. I'm just giving you a simple, flat, straightforward way of doing it. You got one goal cared for and the terminal flat at one point on the pre-havingness scale. Now, before you go on and reassess that terminal, you're going to find the PC's havingness. You got it? Or even before you got it flat, you decided this PC's havingness is getting too bad. Case progressing, or I'm going to find this PC's havingness. I don't care when you do it in there. Don't leave it to the last dog. Run havingness. The only mistake you can make is letting it go too long. Find his havingness. You'll find it someplace on this scale. If he's responding well on the pre-havingness audit, you'll sure find his havingness command on this scale. It's there. The only things that are not there are the PCs who don't move at all with the tone arm and that you would have been running the CCHs on anyhow. So because you've already gone through this bath of fire with the PC, because you've already gone through that, you're going to find it's rather easy now to find PCs having this command. They've been arranged in order of frequency. This frequency was based on 30-some English cases. Therefore, it isn't the last word of frequency. But it's good enough. You'll find the bulk of the cases will loosen up and point out something. They just will, that's all. Because that hit the most of those cases that were tested. The next one is look around here and point out an effect you could prevent. And oddly enough, the rougher South African male cases apparently do beautifully on that one. I've had experience with this now on South African cases. It works out about the same as did on the English case. You'll find that the most prevalent having this command is way downscale here. I won't read all these things. You've already got them on list. Where is? If a case has got a relatively uncontrolled bank that's going flicker-flack and you couldn't run an engram on the case or something of this character, you'll find where is usually the one that cuts in on. Can't run an engram, they can still run where it is and get havingness gains. These commands have a few odds and ends about them that I better tell you about. I will go down the list. What is the emotion of that indicated object? Now, it is very weird that this thing exists as often as it exists. But people are walking around in a universe which is mad at them, which feels apathetic about them, which this, which that, which something or other, you know? And as you run this, what is the emotion of that indicated object? The person, here's what happens. The object goes downscale, and the PC cuts in across the bottom and comes upscale. Now, when the PC is all the way upscale about the object, this thing is flat. in its present wording. I don't know how many hours it would run or how many times you would run it to have this thing finally move over into the other command. But the command changes because the emotion disappears out of the physical universe. It's a rather temporary condition, but this is the only condition, this is the only command or process known that alters this odd condition. So you have to say, what is the condition of that indicated object? After emotions are gone, you have to find the condition of that indicated object, and you'll find out that continues to work ordinarily as the havingness process of the PC. What is the emotion of that indicated object expires as a workable process? Well, he gets up to a point where he's serene about it. After that, it doesn't have any... Well, when it gets down to apathy, the object is in apathy, and then it doesn't have any emotion. You've still got to run it a while because his emotions are coming back up. Now, how he finds ways and means to answer the auditing command, that's up to him. They do. They find ways of answering it. You see, the emotion goes downscale in the object and goes upscale in the PC. And after that, you've got to run, what is the condition of that indicated object? And this continues to run as a havingness command. However, it ceases to run as a havingness command, you better find another havingness command. That's always the case, by the way. You see, cases change. And their havingness commands, somewhere up along the line of run, might be now less effective than some other havingness command. You got the idea? So if you become dissatisfied with a havingness command, or it's no longer loosening up the needle, find out if there's an ARC break first about the havingness command. And if it still doesn't loosen up the needle, you'd better reassess for a havingness command. You've got that as a little proviso there. I'm sorry it sounds complicated, but it's true. Now, old TR-10... is a very common havingness process. Notice that indicated object, to which is added, what aren't you putting into it? There's no acknowledgement there. The next one is, look around here and find something you could have. Look around here and find something you could withhold. Oddly enough, the basic havingness command is, look around here and find something you could have. But there are cases on which it doesn't run unless you also ask, look around here and find something you could withhold. The next one is, unfortunately, an outside process. The only havingness of this PC is people. It will run in an ACC. But after you get out of the ACC, how are you going to... You're in an auditing room with just you and the PC. What is the condition of that person? All right, great. Let's hope you don't find that one very often. Check it, though, in an ACC. Now, the two small objects in the auditor's hand is a kind of a CCH thing. And you just hold your hands out here in front of you with a small object in each one of them. And you simply open them up one at a time, one after the other. You see, you open up your right hand and you say, look at this. What around here isn't this duplicating? And he answers this, and you close your hand. And then you open your other hand, and you say, look at this. What around here isn't this duplicating? You acknowledge, of course. Got the idea? It's open, close the hand. Open, close the hand. Don't move your hands around, because PCs are allergic to motion. But just open your hand, close your hand. Open your hand, close your hand. Your hands are lying on your knees. Got the idea? You'll find there are various difficulties with having this commands and E-meters. You put a Kleenex or something between the two electrodes and let him hold them in one hand while he does pointing processes, don't you see? Well, this is a difficulty. This is a difficulty here. By the way, please don't read any significance into the fact that the E-meter reads differently when he's holding two electrodes in one hand. Your instructors are aware of it, I'm aware of it, everybody's aware of it, and it means nothing. PCs liven up on the right side of the body, liven up on the left side of the body, both sides of the body balance out. You'll get the most weird reads. Study up on the old entities.
late 80, if you want to know what's happening. It's a very curious phenomena. But all you're interested in is how much the needle falls. Well, of course, one squeeze on both cans is a perfectly good test. One hand on both cans, squeeze. You'll get a fall. By the way, on e-meter behavior, squeezing cans very often flips. Not very often. Once in a blue moon, when they squeeze the cans, the needle rises. This PC's in reverse. You find out this PC won't lie check. This PC has heavy withholds, maybe as low as inverted interest. It's quite diagnostic when they do this. You handle the PC the same as you'd handle any other PC. I'm just giving you the idea. But how are you going to run a having this command? It'd be how much less does it rise? That's sufficiently peculiar, but I'd better make mention of it. And then, of course, we have where is the room object? Look around here and find an object you are not in. Look around here and find something you can agree with. That, by the way, when that thing works, it's true of all these happiness commands. Boy, when they work, they're really marvelous. Point out something around here that is like something else. Where isn't that indicated object? What is that indicated object not duplicating? What scene could that indicated object be part of? What bad activity is that indicated object not part of? See, the auditor's pointing at these things or calling their names off. Look around here and find something you could have. Now, that's just the most frequent ones, and there are more havingness commands than this. Matter of fact, there are 36, and they're part of a very complete list of precessions in HCOB, October 6, 1960. The reason these are arranged this way is very seldom does anybody have to go further than this. Now, that makes auditing pretty complicated these days, doesn't it? It's very complicated. In some cases, very satisfactorily so, I'm sure. But cases have their attention fixed on different things, and cases are computing differently one to the next. Although they all have the same fundamentals, they get more complicated, and they get to computing this way or computing that way, and they have to have certain significances to carry them along. Now, there are various other things you can do with cases. You just can't seem to cure the ARC breaks with this case. This case is ARC breaking all the time. Who would I have to be to audit you? Various little ways of curing this thing up. All of the ways that you tackle cases all add up to the same thing. You want to get havingness, loosening the needle, and you want to get a terminal run of any kind early in the case, moving that tone arm. A terminal run on the pre-havingness scale. You want to get that moving that tone arm. If it isn't moving the tone arm, it's either flat or nothing is happening, or the command is wrong, or something is haywire here. Got the idea? Or the PC's got to have the rudiments beaten to death. And if that didn't work, you've got the CCHs. This is deteriorating downscale to pick up the case where it lives. Now, as you look over auditing, you find out that what we have right now is a condensation of what we've been picking up for about 11 years. It's simply put together in some kind of order that it bites. You've got an E-meter, you know if it's biting. A case could be bad enough off and have an auditor that he wasn't in good rapport with to a point where too much run on the pre-havingness scale, on and on and on and on, carries him out of present time. That's why after you've got it flat or sometime in the process of flattening it, you find his havingness command. This will keep him in present time. Now, what are you doing, basically? You're running subjective havingness with the pre-havingness scale, And now that you've found his havingness command, you're running objective havingness. Got the idea? Subjective, objective. They're both havingnesses. So, this havingness command, in order of test for the PC, or the whole lot of them, in HCOB October 6, 1960, which is composed of both the havingness and the confront command, which we will take up later, the confront command. You understand that those 36 havingness commands are how to determine the objective havingness of the PC, the objective havingness of the physical universe around him. And the new pre-havingness scale is how to determine the subjective havingness of the PC. There are two scales. They both determine havingness. They are run in different fashions. That's because subjectively he works differently than he works objectively. But it's one scale for the subjective, one scale for the objective. You find that the subjective, all by itself, no assessed goal, no assessed terminal, you see, all by itself, run at where the PC fell from assessment from the bottom up. Just run, not against a terminal or anything, just the command that's given for that level, will do something subjectively on the PC's havingness. See, we're getting very fancy when we're assessing for goals and assessing the terminal of that goal and so forth. We're doing about 8 jobs of processing all at the same time. Let's look at it in its most simplified state. You assess from the bottom up. He falls at protect. You simply run the auditing command protect. You're running subjective havingness on the PC. Now, this is quite a technical problem. It has been some 5 or 6 years in solution. Think of something you could have does not work. It simply as is the havingness of the PC. So there was no subjective havingness process until this ACC. But now we have subjective havingness processes. So you assess for the subjective havingness process, get it established. You can run the goal and so forth and run it flat, and you're really getting the case on the road. But just if you just established it and ran it, you'd run subjective havingness, and then, now that you've got that going nicely, you assess for the objective havingness, you'd then run subjective-objective. You'd run, of course, far more subjective than you would run objective. Now, how long do you run objective havingness? I don't want to leave you in doubt. You should assess for the goal. You should run the level of the subjective havingness against the terminal, because you're really getting the case somewhere now. You're not just plowing along. Now, on the other, your objective havingness is run just long enough to loosen the needle, and that may only be 8 or 9 commands, and you come off of it. You don't run it any further than that, because the objective havingness will begin to run the bank subjectively. And you're trying to run objective havingness, not run the bank. You're trying to stabilize the PC in present time, not try to make the havingness run the bank. You understand? Because havingness will run the bank. And it's very fascinating that it will. On a long haul, I don't know what it would do for a case, but it always increases and proves one. But you only want 8 or 9 commands of the objective process before you go back to the subjective one. Okay? All right. Thank you.